Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Taylor Swift has dethroned Rihanna as the best-selling female artist of the digital era, with over 135.5 million in digital certifications. That's 4.5 million higher than the previous longtime ruler Rihanna. And after a bunch of albums and awards, the 30-year-old singer has earned a spot on Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time, with Red coming in at number 99. Taylor also revealed that Red was her true breakup album.
I look back on this as like, this is my only true breakup album. Every other album has flickers of different things, but this was an album that I wrote specifically about like a pure, absolute, to the core heartbreak.
But here's the question, who was it about? Was it Harry Styles?
No, it was Jake Gyllenhaal. They dated and he absolutely broke her heart and broke up with her in a text message. Didn't come to her birthday. But what a brilliant album, made top 500.
Thanks for the inspiration, Jake. Now, with Niall Finn taking a break from touring with Fleetwood Mac due to the pandemic, he's had time to get creative and get the old band back together.
What?
Yes, Crowded House have released their first new music in more than a decade.
OMG!
It's a single titled Whatever You Want, featuring indie icon Matt DeMarco.
Some people will tell you whatever you want, whatever you want. As crazy as a king, as bent as a snake, but there are some things they will never ever say. Some people will tell you whatever.
Interesting.
Not bad.
Scarlett Johansson and SNL writer Colin Jost got secretly married. The couple, who've been dating for a few years, they tied the knot last weekend in an intimate ceremony and posted Jost married. Get it? Colin Jost, Jost married.
Yep.
But they allowed Meals on Wheels to break the news in an effort to raise awareness for vulnerable older adults and asked for wedding well wishes in donations to the charity.
Nice.
Yeah.
And with the festive season almost upon us, the Christmas singles are starting to drop, like the Jonas Brothers' new single titled I Need You Christmas, which is out today.
And former One Directioner Liam Payne has also released his own Naughty Christmas song.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.